Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I've been waiting for when the media was going to, you know, actually maybe take some shots at, I'm going to call him, everybody used to call John Gotti the Teflon Don. Well, the head coach of the Jets is basically Teflon Todd, as far as I'm concerned. So today, I'm reading the New York Post, and Mark Cannizzaro has a tremendous article where he's not killing Bowles, but he is kind of putting finally Bowles' feet to the fire here a little bit. After we saw the same old from a Bulls coach team last week against the Dolphins after the big win in Detroit. So, joining us right now is the aforementioned Mark Cannizzaro of the New York Post. Mark, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. How you doing, Evan?
Good.
What's up?
We're good. So finally, and you have kind of alluded to this a little bit, Mark. I've seen, you know, reading your stuff, you're one of the guys that's kind of, you haven't really taken shots at Bulls, but you've questioned Bulls. So your overall thoughts right now on the coach of this football team?
Joe, I think, as I mentioned in the column today, I just think you have to question, what are the strengths of this guy? What have we seen in the last several years that stands out? And I felt like he got a little bit of a free pass on a Sunday in particular. And listen, you know, we've kind of seen this story with the Jets play out, a number of times. You, of all people, as maybe one of the most rabid Jet fans I know, you know, you see this team come out a little bit flat. This is the home opener. I mean, the anticipation. You were in the building, I believe, right?
Yes, in your seat.
I mean, you know, the place was buzzing. You know, it was buzzing probably like it hadn't been buzzing since, the day Vinny blew his Achilles out and with anticipation. And, I talked to Quincy Enunwa after the game, and he said they came out flat. And I thought to myself, how could you possibly come out flat in the home opener? And we see this too often, I think. Listen, you know, there's clock management issues, there's situational football issues with Todd that seem to come up repeatedly, and I think you see that. And again, as you mentioned in the intro there, I'm not trying to fire the guy today. I just think the questions have to be raised, and I think the interesting dynamic here is we all have kind of felt like Todd has a free pass this year because of, starting the rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. But frankly, I think that, that Darnold has become so – I think, I'm not trying to anoint him, but I think he's become a lot better, a lot more quickly than anybody could have thought. And I think that raises the bar for Todd a little bit. I don't think he can go 5-11 again, this year and think you're going to be safe. Well, I think there has to be improvement in the record. And, we're only two games in, and maybe they catch a run starting tomorrow night. But I just do think there's questions that have to be raised a little bit, and I think he's got a little bit of a free pass.
Oh, he's definitely has.
No, there's no
question
about it.
Because the excuse last year was, well, everybody thought they'd be 1-15. So obviously he did a great job. I don't think a win-loss record is ever – sitting here right now, a win-loss record doesn't work because it's how you get to 7-9. It's how you get to 6-10. It's how you get to 4-12. I think days like Sunday, though, cost him his job, like you said, because one of the things we've noticed from Coach Bowles in the time he's been here, this is fourth year, it's been a while, hasn't been 5 minutes, is those let down performances. Whether it's Thursday night against Buffalo, where everybody's dancing. Remember the defense, everybody's dancing on the field?
Yep. Sure.
And then the next week they put up a stinker. I think if you have too many of those this year, I don't care what the record is. 7-9, 5-11, 3-13, 8-8. If you're going to have efforts like that, how do you keep his job?
Evan, look at that last Buffalo game, in the 10-6 year. I mean, there's no excuse
None.
To lose that game.
None.
No excuse. And, they played horribly. So, the coaching, ripping the coach or criticizing the coach is always a complicated thing. I mentioned in the column today the penalties. That's another thing that is repetitive. The killer penalties that this team commits. And I just don't, I wonder, listen, we're not behind closed doors. We're behind, we're watching the first half, half hour of practice while guys are doing calisthenics. I just don't really believe that there's enough accountability in terms of maybe, you know, players fearing repercussions when they're constantly making the same mental mistakes. And that I do have to wonder. And, you know, I'm sure, and I know from speaking to players, that Todd is a different personality inside that, you know, locker in the meeting rooms than he is in front of us when he's flatlining. But even so, I still feel like he's probably a little bit too laissez-faire and casual about stuff, and I think it permeates the locker room.
You know, and it really bothered me when, you know, Christopher Johnson came out and again said, you know, basically before the season started, again, we will not evaluate the coach based on the record. I mean, at some point, Mark, 2-5-11s, the guy's record since the Buffalo loss, because they had won five in a row. You know, they beat New England the week before. Oh, yep. Their playoff spot is right there if they win and all that. The record, I believe, now since that game is 11-24. That's what the record is. I mean, when does the record start to matter, Mark?
Well, Joe, I'll defend Chris a little bit there. I think Chris has got to. I think he had to say that at that point. I don't. Chris was not in a mode there where he was going to place some sort of or else kind of situation there. He was not trying to put out a mandate, and that was his clear message. But at the end of the day, if Darnold continues to develop the way he has so quickly and so impressively, I mean, this is a guy that can win any game he plays. I mean, we see the skills out there, even in a loss on Sunday. I mean, you know, one of the picks, you know, by Terrell Pryor's, account, which I thought was very impressive after the game, he took responsibility for that second pick in the back of the end zone. That wasn't really, maybe that was 25% Sam's fault. The first one, he obviously didn't see the safety. But my point is, the guy threw 330-something yards in a loss, you know, and I thought you brought it up great a couple of minutes ago. I just listened to you a minute ago. It was a shame that we didn't get to see him in a two-minute comeback situation, that we were a little bit robbed of that. With that 3rd and 19 that they gave up, which would have been interesting. Even if he failed, it would have been interesting to see, you know, how he did in that. And, you know, and then we'll see that soon enough, of course. But, I just think, getting back to Chris Johnson, I don't think that wasn't Chris's motivation or mode there. And it's all positive at the beginning of the season. You know, I don't really kill him for saying that. But I think that by the end of this year, I think that his mode and the mode of management will be different. I think it will be results-based to some degree. I don't think Todd Bowles can go 5-11 again this year and keep his job. I just don't. Mm.
Hey, think about this. Ben McAdoo's coached more playoff games than Todd Bowles has.
Right, that's right. He didn't even get through the second year.
Right. Well, I agree with you. It's tough to ask the owner or whatever his job is. I guess he's the owner, Christopher Johnson, to say this is what's needed to keep your job, because so many things can happen in a 16-game season that could change everybody's opinion. It's a lot of it's how you get there more than it is the final result.
Because I agree.
So many things can happen on the way to that record.
Yeah, listen, if they go 5-11 and God forbid Sam, you know, has a knee injury and misses the last 6 or 7 games of the year, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, the Jets don't, other than Sam, don't really have an indispensable player, I would argue.
I think Jamal Adams is indispensable, honestly. I think if they lose him, that would be a damaging blow to their defense.
I'll tell you a guy that I think is close to indispensable, too. He's becoming that as a Nunwa, Mark.
Yeah.
He's a beast. Nunwa is a tremendous player. He really is.
I thought he had a terrific game the other day, even in the loss. And I joked with him a little bit, actually, in the locker room after the game, Joe. You know, he took that hit from Alonzo there. I think it was in the second quarter.
He really
pounded. And I said to him, you know, and he looked kind of like he was a little hesitant on the ground there for a moment. I was a little concerned that maybe, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, you know, he was, God forbid, he re-injures the neck or has a concussion or something like that. And I said, if you needed any evidence that you were totally back from your injury, you know, and you, to get up and continue to play and not even miss a play after that was a pretty good evidence. And I asked him about he had a little pause there, and he said he was actually, he did that on purpose because he was kind of hoping there was going to be a flag. He was playing, he was playing the referee a little bit.
right.
And hoping there was going to be a flag thrown. But he's played really well.
No, he's been great. Talking to Mark Cannizzaro of the Post. You know, I want to get to the quarterback a second, too, because you know, I know it's only two games. And look, I mean, nobody's been beaten down more than me with quarterbacks for the last, you know, 50 years. So, you know, but with the Jets, but the kid really, it looks like they got something with this kid. You know, it's interesting. When Mark Sanchez would played, I would sit there some games and cringe every time he went back to pass. Even in the years they made the AFC Championship game. I mean, they just, he looks shaky at times. This kid never looks shaky, Mark. Never.
No, it's interesting. And I have some dear, you know, some of my best pals are rabid Jets fan. I tailgate with these guys before every you know, and they all have the same sentiment you have. You know, there's this skepticism. You know, you don't want to be drawn in and sucked in, you know, and, you know, the difference between Sam and Mark, and I always like Mark a lot, but, you know, Sam is a much bigger man than Mark with more physical skills.
Right, right.
I think he's more mature than Mark was.
Definitely.
I know he's more mature than Mark was.
Definitely.
Mark,
definitely.
And I think that's a huge deal, too. I mean, just the way he's conducted himself. And I'll tell you what, you know, for Terrell Pryor to stand at his locker, and he was one of the last guys out of the room, and I was kind of waiting him out, you know, so I was kind of curious what happened on that last pick. For him to stand up there as a veteran in this league and take blame, and by the way, 10 minutes earlier, I'd been in Sam's press conference, and I asked him specifically about that play, and he said, no, that's on me. I got to put the ball up higher so he's going to use his physical skills and his height to catch that ball. 15 minutes later, I'm talking to Pryor, and he's like, no. He goes, that was all on me. You know, and for a veteran
right.
to come out like that in, you know, two games into the season, I think is a huge sign of the kind of respect that these guys have for this young kid already. You know, they know he's not going anywhere, and, you know, they've seen the way he handles himself. And for, you know, for a 5 or 6 year NFL veteran to say he walked up to Sam after that game and apologized and said, hey, I hope you forgive me and you come back to me again. I thought that was a really powerful sign about the way this guy's perceived in that locker room.
And Terrell Pryor gets to go back to Cleveland on Thursday. You know, the more I think about it, and I don't know what to expect Thursday, and I don't think any team wants to be the team that loses to the Cleveland Browns, considering they haven't won a game in about 75 years. But after Cleveland, they got to go to Jacksonville, which is going to be brutal with how they look. It's kind of an important game, or else you're realistically looking at 1-3.
Bro, not only that, they got Denver coming up. They're home games, but they got Denver coming up. They got Minnesota coming up. They do play the Colts in there as well, and I don't know what really the Colts are. I mean,
Joe, you're no doubt, by the way, if I can interrupt you for a second, as I was perusing the schedule before we came on, no doubt you've got November 25th circled. That'll probably be right around the time that Josh Gordon is rounding out in a Pro Bowl form for the Patriots, just as I play the Jets, right?
Well, hey, look, you know, I'm not even worried. You know what? Right now, honestly, and I merely mean this, Mark, and I know people might, look, I got aggravated. I was aggravated with the game Sunday, the mistakes they made, obviously. To me, this year, really, more than anything else, is about the development of Sam Darnold. I mean,
it's going well so far.
What's that?
It's going well so far.
No, it's doing real well. I really feel we have a quarterback. We don't have a head coach. That's how I feel.
Well, that's a fair point. And listen, I mean, I think we're going to see a little more of that develop as the season goes on. And listen, at the end of the day, you know, the quarterback might end up saving the coach.
True. No, you know, you're right. No, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong about that. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. You know, Evan, you make a good point. I tell you what, you know, because we're looking at that Miami game, figuring, listen, nobody's chalking up an automatic win for the Jets in any week, but it sure looked like, you know, coming off of Detroit, we all, you know, anybody who has any brains know that was a little bit of an aberration.
Sure,
Detroit
sure.
can't be that bad. The Jets obviously aren't that good, but you think, okay, they win the home opener, they're 2-0, they go to Cleveland. You know, just a couple of days ago, we're looking about a 3-0 start for the Jets.
Right.
And now, you know, this is a dangerous game. Cleveland is a very talented team.
They don't have a coach,
though. They should have 2 wins. Cleveland should have 2 wins. Right?
But, you know, if they go and lose that game, as Evan said, I can't imagine they go to a Jacksonville and beat Jacksonville.
No.
I just don't see it. I mean,
that's
an extremely talented team.
No question about it.
So from 3-0 potential and you know to now 1-3 potential.
It's a week to week league. We always say things change so quickly.
Yep.
Watch Giants beat the Texans. They put up 38. There'll be a different feel about the Giants.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's 38. That's not. No, the Giants aren't allowed to score.
No, I know.
Even 30. That might over
28.
Yeah. Right.
Let's start with there.
Right.
We appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for popping.
Mark, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man.
Mark Canizaro.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.